DW News.
Good day. I'm Sir Thomas Anderson with the news on Africa Link. We begin in Algeria, where 14 people, 12 of them Syrian refugees, were found dead in the Sahara Desert. DW's Laura Kabelka has this report.
The 14 people died after they got reportedly stranded in the Algerian desert in the southern province of Ilissi, located near the border with Libya. The Algerian Relief Association for Search and Rescue says the victims were all males and aged between 10 and 55. Five more people are missing, an official from the Syrian embassy in Algeria told AFP.
The tragic events in Algeria follow just days after a UN report was published, which states that twice as many refugees and migrants are now believed to die each year while crossing the Sahara Desert as those who perish in the Mediterranean Sea. In Kenya, the trial of an evangelical doomsday cult leader has started. Self-proclaimed preacher Paul Ntenga Mackenzie appeared in court in the coastal city of Mombasa alongside 94 co-defendants. They're all facing terrorism, kidnapping and murder charges after allegedly inciting over 400 followers of the cult to starve themselves to death in order to, quote, meet Jesus. Autopsies carried out on 100 victims determined that the majority of them had indeed died of starvation. However, some, including children, had been strangled, beaten, or suffocated, according to forensic reports. You're listening to Africa Link News. In South Africa, a tourist from Spain has been trampled to death by an elephant in the Pilansberg National Park in Northwest Province. According to reports, the man alighted from his vehicle to take pictures of the animal on foot. Visitors to South Africa's national parks, meanwhile, are routinely told not to leave their cars as animals roam freely. And in international news, US President Joe Biden continues to deny rumors he might step aside for another Democratic Party presidential candidate. DW's Terry Martin has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden has sent a letter to fellow Democrats in Congress to say he intends to stay in the presidential race. He said he would not be running if he didn't think he was, quote, the best person to beat Donald Trump. Some Democrats have called on the president to step aside after his disastrous debate performance last month.
And that's all the news for today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Sir Thomas Anderson.